أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، our topic of today's lesson on رجال is أدلة مثبتة للحاجة إلى علم الرجال. That's the arguments which prove the need for the علم الرجال. And they are under discussed under three headings: حجیت خبر و سکہ، that is the authoritativeness of the حدیث or narration by a reliable narrator. And the second is الامر بالرجوع الى صفات الراوی، that is consulting the characteristics of the narrator, that's referring to the characteristics of the narrator. And the number three is وجود الوزعین والمدلسین والعامی فی الاسانید وبین الرواد، that's presence of the fabricators and the people who just introduce something wrong within the hadith, and the army in the chain of the narrators and among the rawat. And first of all, we will consider the al-hajat ila ilm al-rijal, that what is the need for the ilm al-rijal. And the discussion and arguments were raised about the need of the ilm al-rijal or the absence of this need. So the people who believe in the need of the ilm al-rijal, they said that it is needed for the istinbat al-ahkam, that is for the derivation of the rulings. It has got a role, and there are certain things which needs to be established in this regard, and among them is the al-ilm bi-ahwal al-rawat, that is the knowledge about the conditions or different states or different particulars of the narrators, and with that the istinbat for the ahkam from their adilla, this is possible with this help. And some people has negated this need also. And there are certain reasons for negation. Though the people who negated the need for ilm al-rijal, they say that there is qat'iyat akhbar al-kutab al-arba saduran, that within the four books of the hadith, all the narrations, they are certain, they are qat'iyah. So that's something not claimed for. So this argument is not true. And so then it becomes the obligatory need regarding the amal ba mashhoor min al riwayat. So some people raise the argument that if the action is based only the narrations which are famous, then there is no need for rijal. So this argument is also not complete, because all the riwayat are not ranked as famous. Some of the riwayat needed for the derivation of ahkam, they are not famous. So the basic aim for proving the need for this science is the al-ijabe juzi, that is the partial and the positive proof that's needed for it, and it is the istimbatul ahkam fil jumla, that's a derivation of ahkam in general, needs to study and to know and to master the ilmi rijal. And in comparison to that is the salbul kulli, which says that there is no need for it ever, so that argument is not proven. So the scholars have raised the arguments about the need for the ilmu rijal by the stressing on the following main points. The first of them is the hujjiyat-e-qawl-e-sika, that is the authoritativeness of the saying of a sika or reliable person, and this is explained by the fact that all the adillatul arba, they say that any action without knowledge is haram, like the verses Qulillahu azina lakum am alallahi taftarun, Surah Yunus verse 59, and similarly walau takfa ma laysa laka bihi ilm, and similarly the verse wama yattabi'u aksaruhum illa zanna inna zanna la yugni min al-haqq shay'a. And the narrations which stop to act without knowledge, they are very abundant to the extent that they cannot be counted. For example, if you refer to Wasail Babul Qaza al-Bab 10, 11 and 12 regarding the Abwabul Sifatul Qazi, so you will find many ahadith which are stopping to act without knowledge, and only you are allowed to act upon some of the zunun which are considered authoritative by the adillatul sharia. So only some of the zunun are considered authoritative from the point of adillatul sharia, and their examples are kal hujjiyatul zawahir and hujjiyatul khabrul wahid and other zunun which are al-mufida lil-itminan fil-mawzu'at wal-ahkam. So if they are giving itminan in the mawzu'at or ahkam, if they are the hujjatul wahid with some particular conditions that establish its authoritativeness or hujjiyatul zawair, so these zunun are considered as acceptable with the sharia. And the secret in that is that in the Kitabul Aziz, all the ahkamul fiqhiyya are not described in detail. And from the other point, the ijma, that's kashif an qawl al masoom, is rarely found. And so the third thing, that is the akal, is also qasir fi أن يستكشف به أحكام الله that it cannot make the kashf of all the أحكام الله because it has the عدم الإحاطة بالجهات الواقية الداعية إلى جهل جعل الأحكام الشريعة that for formulating the أحكام الشريعة it cannot take care of the all the aspects. Although there is some instances in which there is mulazma baina hukm al-aql wal shara, that is between the ruling of reason and shara, there is mulazma like the mulazma between the wujub al-muqaddama wa wujub al-zaiha and like the mulazma between the wujub al-shay wa hurmat al-ziddihi and like the mulazma between the hurmat al-shay wa fasadihi. So these mulazma, they are taken as the al-mulazimat al-aqliya and their hujjiyat is considered acceptable, not the all the hujjiyat of aql is considered acceptable. So from these three aspects, the khabar al-wahid bi-sharayat al-khas is actually becomes the hujjat qat'iyya, and that is the khabar al-wahid bi-shart al-khas that is considered reliable, and then it becomes the hujjat al-shariya which are considered wafiya bi-istinbat al-ahkam al-shariya. And you know that the hujjat that the khabar mutlakan is not hujjat, but hujjat is for the khasus khabar al-adl, said if some adil is giving the khabar, is narrating the hadith, only then it is hujjat. And this is for some of the narrators nalar. Or khabar of sika is hujjat, that is the ukla consider it reliable, and that makes the ihraz sura in the ilm rijal, because in that we consider that whether the kaun or ravi is adlan or sika, that is the ravi is a just person, an adl or sika or a reliable person, and that makes the need for reference to ilm rijal, in which there is explanation about the ahwal rawat with the aspect of their adalat and wisaqat, and with that the istimbat of the tashkhis sikat sika or tashkhis adal can be made. So this is istidlal this istidlal is considered as correct, and this istidlal is by reference to the books which are compiled for this purpose. And there is a third opinion about this, which is a stronger opinion regarding the hujjiyatul khabar, and it says that this is as in cases it becomes exclusive from the title of az-zanunul manhiya, that the speculations which are prohibited, so the narration which is al-mawsuq bi-sudurihi, the narration for which it is has been attested that it is coming from the masoom, it becomes established and the Visakhat of the Ravi becomes established, then this characteristics of the narration is considered that it is exclusive from the Zunoon al-Manhiya, from the Zunoon which are prohibited. And it depends upon the collection of certain Amarat or Karain which prove that the narration is testified or it is attested to come from the Masoom. And these Karain which have got Dalalat that Kaunul Khabar Mausooku Sadur, that the narration he has got Visakat regarding its origin. So this knowledge is about Ahwal al-Rawat which are coming in the chain of the narrations. And there is a fourth opinion in this regard also, that is the from the Zunoon al-Manhiya, that's the Zunoon which are prohibited. So why this khabar is sika is excluded from that? Because anything which is coming as a qawlu sika al-mufid dil itminan, so that becomes excluded from the Zunoon which have been prohibited, because the Uqla have got reliability regarding such things in their matters and in their living. And these two characteristics have to be taken care of. That means that the Kaunul Rawi should be Sika and the Khabar should be Mufidan lil Itminan. So both of the things are needed. One is that the Kaunul Rawi has to be Sika, the Rawi has to be reliable, and the Khabar has to be useful for Itminan, that you are satisfied about the narration. So it is gained by certain things, and this is by the Ahwal al-Rawat which are Al-Waqia fi Tariq al-Khabar. So all the Rawat which are in the way of the narration, their Ahwal has to be known. And no Faqih says that it can be without Rujoo ila Ilm al-Rijal. So the purpose of Wukuf ala Ahwal al-Rawat wa khususiyatihim, their characteristics, that's the thing which is needed for this purpose. And some of the people who believe that these two characteristics has to be present in both the Rawi and Al-Marwi. that is the Visakat or Rawi and the Kaunul Marwi as Mufidan lil Itminan. So the narrator has to be reliable, and the thing which is narrated, it should be useful for satisfaction, that you should be satisfied about the khabar also. So the Kaunul Rawi has to be Sika, only this thing is not sufficient for Hujjiyat, but it also needs that Kaunul Khabar should be Mufidan lil Itminan. And this is not established unless the narrator is Zabitan lil Hadith, that the narrator has also to be proven that he is accurately recording the Hadith, and his accurate record from the Imam has also been established. So this is identified by referring to the Ahwal or Rawi, and if the Adam is Zabtiya of some of the Rawayat, Rawat is found, even if they are Sikat, that leads to the Iztirab fil Hadith and the Ta'aruz fil Rawayat. So that again raises the problem. So if we have to understand the Hadith and its words and the sentences which are included in it, so we have to consider, or either if it is done nakal bil mana without the use of the exact words, so this is something different fi ifadatul murad imam alayhi salam. So you have to take consideration that whether the original words of the imam are used or whether it is the nakal bil mana which has been coming in the narration. And that's why the need for the ilmu rijal is found, and it is identified that the Aitbar al-Muwassiq, Bal al-Hasan or Az-Zaif al-Munjabir, only these things, they does not negate the need for the ilmu rijal and to act upon them without the need of it is not correct. So the Inhisar al-Hujjiyat is not only in Khabar al-Adl, because the rujoo to the books of Rijal for the Wisakat means the Adalat of the Rawi, and the call of the Hujjiyat is more general from the Khabar al-Adl, that Khabar al-Adil or call of Sika or Al-Khabar al-Mawsuq bi-Sudurihi or Al-Mujtama minhuma far-Rujoo ila al-Rijal li-ajal tahsil al-Wusuq bi-Sidq or Wisaqat al-Rawi. So the tahsil al-Wusuq bi-Sidq and the Wisaqat al-Rawi both has to be established. And the Muhakkik al-Tustari, he showed that Maslak of Ibn Dawood in his Rijal and the Maslak of Qudama was to act upon the narrations by the Mamduheen and Muhmaleen, in which no Taz'eef was mentioned by the Sahab. And the Ibn al-Dawood, he specified the first part of his book for the Mamduheen, which have got no Taz'eef from the Sahab. And the Allama also specified the first part of his book by the Mamduheen. But the actual thing is that to follow them and the Amarul Sahab, like the Qudama, as they act upon the narration which was narrated from the Mamduheen, and they were acting upon the narration whose ruwat was ghair o majruheen, that they were not criticized, and only they were rejecting the al-mat'uneen, that upon which the criticism was established. So there is istisna of the Ibn al-Walid and Ibn Babawiya in the Kitab Nawadir al-Hikmat regarding many of the persons, and istisna of Mufid in the Sharai of Ali bin Ibrahim regarding the one hadith about the Tahreem Lahmul Bayt, and that thing which indicates that their books, they were not criticized, Lam Yat Anu Fi Turkiha, that their way was not criticized as wrong, and they were not made istisna, and they were taken as mutabar with them. And their rawat was taken as maqbool ur riwaya. So if they were not matuneen with the aimmat ur rijal, and there is no karina regarding that also, and their taan is not found, then there are iddatu shawahid that they establish it is acceptability. So the need for the ilmu rijal is the marfatul mamduheen wal muhmaleen wal matuneen, and it is established in this way also. And for that is the al murajia ila ilmu rijal as obligatory, and there are other aspects also that need to be discussed in this way. Asani is ar-rujoo ila sifatul rawi fi fil akhbar al-ilajiyah, that is to refer to the characteristics of the narrator regarding the narrations which are needed to correct some of the problems. The akhbar ilajiya, in that there is rujoo ila sifatul rawi with the aspect of adaliya and afkahiya, that which narrator is more just and more having more knowledge. So that removes the ta'aruz between the two narrations and gives a tarjih or preference of one over the others in the light of these characteristics. And the ihraz of these sifat in the rawat cannot be obtained without reference to ilmu rijal, because Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when answering the question of Umar bin Handla regarding the ikhtilaful quzat in the ruling with the istinad of ikhtilafuhuma ila ikhtilafil hadith, so they are making the istinad of their ikhtilaf of the quzat with the ikhtilaf of the hadith, and it is said al-hukm ma hakama bihi a'adalahuma wa afqahuma wa asdaqahuma fil hadith wa awrahuma wa la yaltafit ila ma yahkumu bihil akhir. So the hadith, even if it is coming regarding the sifatul qadi, Sifatul Qadi, but the Quzat at that time were Ruwat also, and the Ijtihad at that time, that was very small in amount, and that was vast in its reality, and there was no difference between the Istinbat and Naql al-Hadith except a small difference. So the fuqaha were also considered under the sifatul qazi as the sifatul rawi. And the thing which adds to it, that the rawatul ilajiya is not munhasira by the riwayat of Maqbula Umar bin Handla, but there are other riwayat also which give the tarjih of one narration upon the other with the help of Sifatul Ravi. And the Al-Bab al-Tasi min Abwab Sifatul Qazi min al-Wasail, Jild 18, Kitab al-Qaza, these narrations are discussed. And the third thing in this regard is the wujud of wujudul wazain wal mudallisin fi rawat. Wazain means which are the fabricators of hadith, and mudallisin means which enter something extra, extra sentences in the hadith. So these type of peoples and narrators were also present. So when you are referring to the Ahwal or Rawat, so you have to make a stop upon the presence of the Wuzayin and Mudallisin and Wal Mutaammidin Lil Kizb Alallah wa Rasulihi. And some people were willfully attributing falsehood to Allah and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him. So how can it's correct for Mujtahid to give a fatwa by just stopping at the narration without knowing that the Ravi and its sifat? So the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said about the Mughira bin Sayyid that he introduced some of the sentences in the books of the Ashab of his father's narrations which were not narrated by his fathers. So he said that may take the way of taqwa of Allah and don't accept from him anything which is against the words of Lord or the Sunnah of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there is another hadith in which he said that inna ahle bayt sadiquna la nakhlu min al-kazab yukazib alayna fa yaskut sidquna bi kizbihi alayna inda an-nas, that the falsehood was also attributed, false statements were attributed to Ahlul Bayt. So you have to drop them and save the people from the kiz which was attributed to them. And that's what the Yunus bin Abdul Rahman said, that in the Iraq there was a Jamaat from the Ashabi Abi Jafir and Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, which were mutawafirin. They listened from them and they took their books, and when these books were shown to Ali ibn al-Hasan al-Raza alayhi salam, he refused that many of the hadith among them is not from the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. And he said that Abul Khattab, he attributed falsehood ala Abi Abdullah alayhi salam, la'an Allahu Abul Khattab wa qazalika ashab Abul Khattab yadusuna min hadhil hadith, who are introducing false sentences to these hadith ila yawmina hadha, up till this day, fi kutab ashab Abi Abdullah, fala taqbulu alayna khilaf al-Quran. So he clearly mentioned that do not accept anything about us which is against the Quran. And the istidlal from these riwayat upon the supposition of their tawatur or their being mustafiz is easy. So you have to refer for the istifada and for the tawatur of the hadith. and the istidlal, which is complete, that is for the one of the two ways that first of all it has to be sufficient that the akhbar, they are ahad, and even they are have to be certain conditions to make them acceptable, because when they are muraddida bain akonha sahiya or makzuba, so if they are sahiya, they become hujjat, and there are riwayat which were fabricated towards the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, and toward the Ahlul Bayt, peace be on them. And these riwayat, some of them were false and some of them were batil, so the just the nafsul wajood of the riwayat of masnua in these kutab riwayat, it proves that there is a great need of investigation in the ilm ul rijal about them. And these riwayat which are proven by the mudai that they are correct or they are non-correct, so this istidlal has to be made, and it creates a need for this. And there is takhleet by the mudallisin also, that people introduce some sentences in the, some people introduce some sentences in the ahadith of Aimma alayhi salam, and so they have to be compared with the ahadith and the book and the sunnah, and all hadith has to be in accordance with the kitabullah and not the sunnat-e-nabi, all hadith which are not in concordance with the kitabullah or the sunnat-e-nabi, they are not taken as acceptable and are rejected. So the tawatur or riwayat is have got tarjih with reference to the muafiqatu lil kitab wa sunnat. So the muafiqatu lil kitab wa sunnat has all to be established, and that is depends the narrations about them are found in the al-babu tasi min abwab sifatul qazi min al-wasail jild 18 kitabul qaza. And that's what the Sheikh Tusi has said in his book al-iddatul rasul, that inna wajadna taifa mayyazat ar-rijal an-nakira li hadhil akhbar fa wasaqat as-sikat minhum وَزَعَفَتَ الزُّعَفَى. So from the time of Tusi, the tawseek of the sikat and the zuf of the zuafa, they were found, books were written, and scholars differentiated وَفَرَّقُوا بَيْنَ مَنْ جَتَامِدَ عَلَىٰ حَدِيثِهِ وَرِوَايَتِهِ وَمَنْ لَا جَتَامِدَ عَلَىٰ خَبْرِهِ, that their hadith have to be taken as reliable or not. وَمَّادَهُ الْمَمْدُوهُ مِنُمْ وَزَمُّوا الْمَزْمُونَ وَقَالُوا فَلَانَا مُتَّهَمْ فِي حَدِيثِهِ وَفُلَانَا كَذَّاب وَفُلَانَا مُخَلَّط وَفُلَانَا مُخَالِفِ الْمَذْهَبِ وَالْإِعْتِقَادِ وَفُلَانَا وَاقِفِ وَفُلَانَا فَتْحِ. So all these taunt which was mentioned in the books of the Rijal, so they were making exceptions of the some of the riwayat in the faharis of the people which they compiled. So these things prove that there is a wujud of mudallisin and wazain and mukhallateen, between the true narrators, in between the reliable narrators. So it's not possible to say that the everything which is present in the Kutubul Irba we have got Hujjiyat without differentiating between the Sika and other things. And that's why the Aimmatul Hadith, they did the Istikhraj Hadith from the four books of the Asur and Jawamil Awaliya after the Tahzeeb from these people. And they took the Ahadith which was Sahih, and the Mashayikh al-Salasa, they investigated for the Qara'il which was Mufid lil-Itminan al-Asadur, what was narrated in these four books. And with the help of this Qara'il which were established with them, then they took the Itminan regarding the Hadith which were reliable. And the dawa that the Hasulul Itminan lil Mashayikh fil Muju fil Majmu, that the all the Mashayikh, their Hadith are reliable and satisfactory, is something very far away, and it's batil and it's not acceptable. So the dawa of Asulul Wusuq wal Itminan for the Mashayikh, just Mashayikh, by the Sudur of Amatul Riwayat, they become Mutarizin, and that is against the Zawq-e Saleem also. Then the fourth point is the Wajudul Ami fi Asanidul Riwayat. In the Riwayat of the Kutubul Arba, the Wajudul Ami is also found in the Asanidul Riwayat, and the Aimma, they were giving fatawa which was famous in that regard and in answering their questions. And so you have to establish whether the Kaun or Ravi is Ami regarding the Asr he is quoting from the Imam and their Fatwa, which he is listening from the Imam, whether it was coming in the form of Taqiyya or it is in its original form. So in that case, the Ruju ila Ahwal al-Rawayat makes the differentiation that whether the narration was as-sadir min at-taqiyya an ghairihi, that whether it was coming in case of taqiyya or not. And the fifth point in this regard is the ijma'ul ulama, that the ijma'ul ulama imamiya and also the other Firakul Muslimin in all the Asar Sabika, they give consideration to the Ilmur Rijal, and its tadween was done during the time of Aimma alayhi salam to this day, and it has got dakhalat in the istimbati hukm ilahi in this regard. And the Iltizam al-Fuqaha and Mujtahideen and the Muhaddiseen fil Amatul Usool bi Nakli Asanidul Riwayat, in the discussion regarding the Awsaf al-Rawat min Haythul Adala wal Wisaqa wal Dikka wal Zabt. So that is the Dalil for the marifat of the Rijal al-Rawayat, and that is needed in Istinbat al-Ahkam and Ijtihad. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma صلي على محمد وآل محمد.